and we're following the latest out of Nice, France, where officials are investigating the attack on a Bastille Day celebration last night by a Tunisian-born resident of the city who plowed into crowds of people with a truck. He killed at least 84. The French prosecutor said that Mohamed Bolel was known to police for petty crime, but not for terrorism.
On the other hand, he was entirely unknown by the intelligence services. Whether nationally or locally, he had never been the subject of any kind of file or indication of radicalization.
And French President François Hollande was booed as his convoy drove through Nice today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from her cell phone from the streets of Nice. Eleanor, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Peter.
And you're right there, I gather, right where it all happened. Is there still anything to see today?
Yes, there is. I'm right where the beach is. There's a big boulevard, a pedestrian boulevard, and a street right behind the beach. It's called the Promenade des Anglais, and that's where it happened last night. And today it's blocked off, so you can see the beautiful, glittering blue Mediterranean and the beach and the umbrellas, but you can't go. It's a crime scene now. This morning, the police and people in hazmat uniforms were picking up evidence and had baby carriages, and tonight they seem to be gone, but there's still police keeping people out, and people have laid, you know, flowers at the barricades, and people are just coming to gaze out on the scene of where the driver, you know, plowed through the crowd last night, killing 84 people.
Yeah, and there was a press conference today where police described what kind of weapons were involved inside of that truck and how exactly Bolel carried out the attack. Did we learn anything else significant?
Well, what we learned basically is some of those weapons were fake, and he just had a handgun where he shot at the police, but he did the damage really with the car. And, you know, I went actually to a neighborhood in the north of Nice today, sort of public housing, high-rise buildings, not a bad place, and we talked to people who knew him and especially knew his wife and children and sort of his family, his brother and, you know, his wife's family. And they said, you know, they said maybe this was wishful thinking, but they said this was not a terrorist attack. This guy was a bad guy. He beat his wife. Hmm. You know, his wife's family was good. And they seemed to all want to believe that this was not a terrorist attack, even though it looks like it because it was on France's National Day, Bastille Day. And, you know, but it's true. A lot of the guns in there were fake grenades. So. Yeah. People pointed out today, they said if that was ISIS, he'd have had real weapons.
And what are French officials saying about any potential links to terrorist groups abroad? I mean, at first glance, it looks like there were none, but we just don't know yet.
No, we don't know yet. And François Molins, the Paris prosecutor, terrorism investigator, was handling this case. They're looking into that now. And he said, you know, basically, we're looking, perhaps there was an accomplice, perhaps not. They're looking at all that right now. He says it's just too early to tell.
Hmm. Well, you were in the neighborhood, as you mentioned, where the suspect lived or his family or friends lived. British security expert Peter Neumann says that Nice has been a jihadist breeding ground for years. And I just wonder, is Nice plagued by the same kind of problems that we've heard about in other French cities, especially the suburbs around Paris with some of these other attacks?
I think it's different. Well, it's a sunny place, and it's kind of just totally different from the gray high-rises around Paris, and they don't seem to be so far from, you know, it's at the beach, so first of all, it just seems like a better place to be, but it's nearer Tunisia, it's on the Mediterranean, Tunisia, Algeria, these North African countries are across the Mediterranean. There is a large, probably, Arab population. They probably are disaffected. The mayor, who's now a regional councillor, he's had a lot of, you know, he's said, you know, let's say negative things about Islamists. And I think, you know, there is contention. And I heard French newscasters talking about more than 100 people from Nice have gone to join jihadist ranks in Syria and Iraq. So that's a lot. So there is some contention here between, you know, people maybe radicalizing and then the regular population. But, you know, when you see the place, the people we talked to today were probably a good many of them Muslim, but they said, we're just regular people. We work our jobs in the working class neighborhood, and he was just bad news, but he was just a bad guy. So I don't know. It's hard to know, but yes, there are these problems with disaffected Muslim, young Muslim men mostly.
And the irony, of course, is that just hours before this attack, President Hollande announced that the state of emergency restrictions would be lifted after this month. But, of course, they are now back in place. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley of NPR joining us from Nice, France. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.